I slammed down the phone and ran like I've never run before, in football or anything. But you can't run from your own stupidity. And as I flew into the woods, I wanted to scream at my own dumbness. I could feel all those eyes on me still, and it was like they were laughing. I tried not to think about that, to think about what went wrong with that conversation. Something was definitely not adding up. Something she had said, I just couldn't think of it right then. I couldn't think of anything except 10,000 laughing eyes, and it struck me like a freight train how unfunny all this was. Bring money? Tori, you didn't even give it an amount. She will know you're some total moron who doesn't know shit. I took this dark trail I knew would come out behind the Wawa. I took it in less than a minute, though it was at least a quarter mile. And when the Wawa came into view, I stood there huffing and shaking from head to toe. I felt cold and realized I had pissed clear through my jeans, and you could see it plain as day. Bring money. Jesus. I turned back into the darkness to walk the rest of the way home. There was nowhere else to go with wet jeans. This is a bad dream. I didn't just make that call. She did not threaten my life. I did not piss myself. It was on that short walk that I realized everything that could happen. Mrs. Creed, with all her guts, would probably call the police anyway. Or Bo would get seen by one of the little kids. Bo wasn't good with planning and might go stupidly back over to Allie's and not run off. He'd be easy to catch there. I had forgotten to wipe my fingerprints off the receiver at the ball field. That last one totally petrified me. I walked into my house and went straight up to my room. I could feel this thing unwinding as I pulled off my jeans and threw them in the back of my closet. It was almost like I had already been caught. And even if we never got caught, I didn't see how I could walk into school and rattle on with my friends about the Boons smelling bad or Creed's body being in somebody's swimming pool, like life was some goddamn joke, and we had nothing to worry about. I had become a little like Allie with the unperfect life. I had just done some sort of serious crime. I had done something the cops could be very pissed about. And here I was, the type who could never even lie without looking guilty as all hell.